This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on the 5th of February, and counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of next month. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on the 10th of this month and the last date for filing of nomination will be the 17th of this month. The Chief Election Commissioner denied the allegations of EVM tampering, increased voter turnout after 5 p.m. and a slow counting process. He reiterated that EVMs are foolproof devices and it is impossible to change voter turnout data. The term of the current assembly will end on the 23rd of next month. Our correspondent reports that the Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission has also announced by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu. BJP President and Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda welcomed the Election Commission's announcement of the Delhi Assembly elections, saying that elections are the biggest festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that the elections are a medium to keep the country and the state moving forward on the path of development and good governance. He also urged the people of Delhi to choose a government that focuses on improving the standard of living, combating corruption, reducing pollution, and providing quality services to make everyday life easier. Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav said that on the 5th of February, the people of Delhi will vote for change as the AAP government has failed to fulfill its promises. He said the people of Delhi will get relief from the huge mountains of garbage, sewerage problems, and the bad condition of roads. Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia has expressed hope that voters will elect AAP to form the government. He said the Delhi government will provide good education, health, free electricity, water and free bus travel for women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritize India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. India's gross domestic product, GDP, is projected to grow at 6.4% in fiscal year 2024-25. According to the first advance estimates of the annual gross domestic product for the current fiscal released by the National Statistical Office of Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 9.7%. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Bharat Pol portal and the three new criminal laws will serve as a strong mechanism to catch fugitives who flee abroad. Launching the Bharat Pol portal in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said it will play a significant role in crime control by connecting investigative agencies and the police of all states to the Interpol network of 195 countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the responsibility of building the future of the nation lies on the shoulders of the teachers because they set the future of the coming generations. The Defence Minister said this during the inauguration of the 57th Conference of the UP Secondary Teachers Association in Agra today. He added that the role of a teacher is very important because they develop the ability in students to select the right option with discretion. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today unveiled the Government of India calendar for the year 2025 in New Delhi. The government has chosen Jan Bhagidari Se Jan Kalyan as the central theme for its 2025 calendar, underscoring the ethos of transformative governance. Unveiling the calendar at Rail Bhavan, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted the visible impact of transformative governance across various sectors over the past decade. And in badminton, India's women's doubles pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the round of 16 at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur, defeating Thailand's Ornicha and Sukhita Suvachai in straight games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.